This is Radio Nepal. I am Isen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with House of Representatives members representing Sudhir Pashchim province on development efforts. Federal Parliament Secretariat calls all-party meeting tomorrow to discuss issues including Speaker and Deputy Speaker's election. Foreign employment-bound workers allowed to undergo medical tests in any government-recognized hospital. And Iran sets giant Kuwaiti oil tanker ablaze off Dubai after Trump warnings. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah today held discussions with members of the House of Representatives from Sudhir Pashchim province. During the meeting at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar, both sides exchanged views on development efforts in the province and the challenges seen there. According to lawmaker Bharat Kharka from Doti, the Prime Minister assured them that the government is taking initiatives to address these issues. Lawmakers highlighted the need for the construction of the Sethi Hydropower Project, the Kailali Dipayal Roadway and the Sethi Highway, as well as the expansion of irrigation, education, health and air transport services. The Prime Minister urged them to submit these issues to the Prime Minister's Secretariat as well. On Monday, the Prime Minister also held discussions with lawmakers representing the Koshi and Karnali provinces. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has summoned an all-party meeting tomorrow in view of the Parliament session scheduled for Thursday, the 2nd of April. According to Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ekram Giri, the meeting has been scheduled to start at 1 p.m. and all parties represented in the Parliament have been invited to attend. President Ramchandra Pawadal has summoned a joint session of the Federal Parliament for 2 p.m. on the 2nd of April on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The first session of Parliament since the election to the House of Representatives 2026 is expected to proceed with the election of the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker. The House of Representatives comprises six political parties recognized as national political parties. The Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security has arranged for workers going abroad for employment to undergo health examinations at any government-recognised hospital. The ministerial meeting held today under the leadership of Minister Deepak Kumar Shah has decided to open registration for health institutions to conduct medical exams for workers going abroad. Currently, 194 institutions have been renewed under Labour Ministry standards and are providing these health checkups. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane and Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal Chairperson Mahant Kumar Thakur held a meeting today. During the meeting that took place at Lamichhane's private residence in Buranilkantha, the two discussed about the country's present political scenario as well as upcoming projects of priorities for the Madhya Pradesh province. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has underscored the importance of incorporating disaster rescue and preparedness programs in the school curricula. He also instructed the concerned authorities to make necessary arrangements for the same. In a discussion with the Armed Police Forces Inspector General Raju Arial today, Minister Gurung highlighted the need to coordinate efforts with the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to bring in force the program. The Home Minister explained that the primary goal of the program is to equip children with essential life skills from an early age, especially concerning disaster management. Minister for Youth and Sports, Susmit Pokhrel, has stressed the need to attract youth towards sports, while suggesting that they should be involved in it from schools, local clubs and grassroots. At a program organized by the National Sports Council in his honor today, Minister Pokhrel said that the council and other organizations related to sports should be active to produce athletes who can enhance the prestige of the nation through sports. Nepali Congress has assigned leaders as the representatives to review the March 5th House of Representatives election and discuss future course of action of the party. General Secretary Pradeep Paural issued a statement on Tuesday, sharing that the recent Central Working Committee of the party had assigned representatives for election review and discussion on future course. The party shall make a thorough review of elections, party and candidates' experiences and the way ahead, reaching all 165 constituencies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back now to remaining news. A classical music conference was organized on Tuesday on the occasion of the 76th anniversary of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Radio Nepal. The conference was held at the music studio building of Radio Nepal in Simhadarbar, where six different groups and renowned classical musicians of Nepal performed. Addressing the inauguration ceremony, Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bishta, stated that Radio Nepal has been playing an important role in information dissemination, education and the promotion of art and culture since its early days. Dr. Bishta also mentioned that all classical music performances presented today will be archived and there are plans to broadcast classical music to both domestic and international audiences through various platforms. Acting Chief Administrative Officer Vishnu Ram Neopane noted such conferences promote the music sector and stressed improving future programs. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Tehran attacked and set ablaze a full-loaded oil tanker off Dubai on Tuesday, and US President Donald Trump told countries that had not helped in the conflict to find some delayed courage to take the Strait of Hormuz and get their own oil. Reuters news agency cited authorities in Dubai as saying the fire on Kuwait flagged Al Salmi had brought under control following a drone attack with no oil leak and no injuries to the crew. Kuwait Petroleum Corp, the ship's owner, said the vessel's hull was damaged. The attack was the latest on merchant vessels in the strait, a vital waterway for shipping oil since the United States and Israel attacked Iran on February 28th. India will launch the world's largest census on Wednesday with more than 3 million officials to take part in a vast counting exercise over the next year. The South Asian nation, home to an estimated 1.4 billion people, faces mounting challenges in providing electricity, food and housing to its own growing population. Many of its sprawling megacities are already grappling with water shortages, air and water pollution, and overcrowded slums. India's government calls the $1.24 billion US dollars count a gigantic exercise of national importance that could support inclusive governance and evidence-based policy formulation. The enumeration will now also include the politically sensitive issue of caste, the millennia-old social hierarchy that divides Hindus by function and social standing. The census will be carried out in two phases. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of the country, including Koshi province, and partly cloudy in the Tarai region. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumini and Karnali provinces and at one or two places of the mountainous region of Sudarpashchim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with House of Representatives members representing Sudarshan Province on development efforts. Federal Parliament Secretariat calls all-party meeting tomorrow to discuss issues including Speaker and Deputy Speaker's election. Foreign employment-bound workers allowed to undergo medical tests in any government-recognized hospital. And Iran sets giant Kuwaiti oil tanker ablaze off Dubai after Trump warnings. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.